Tuesday afternoon, and there is sunshine literally streaming through the window. I just have to get out in it. Just have to go and have a little walk in the sun. So I'm just finding my shoes. The hound is lying expectantly by the front door, ready to go out, aren't you, Vance? And make sure I'm grabbing the right shoes. Yeah. I thought we would go and have a little leg stretch, probably just down to the river and back. Nothing too arduous, but just want to go and soak up a bit of the sunshine. It's so long since we've seen proper sunshine. It's been just a horrible end, everlasting end to this winter. It just seems to have been dreary and cold forever. And if there's any warmth out there to get, then I'm going to go and soak up some of it. One shoe is on. I think both of us need a little bit of fresh air. Need our brains waking up a little bit more. And Vance definitely needs a little bit of exercise. Check we've got poo bags. Most important thing to take everywhere. Okay, we have got one poo bag. I think we need another one though. Let's see in another pocket. Okay. All right then, Houndy, shall we go out for a walk? Are we going for a walk? Yeah? Okay. Back with you in a jiffy. Forward, Vance, let's go. Steady. Good boy, on you go. I have to say, the sunshine is a little bit deceptive. It's not as warm out here as it could be. Particularly when the wind blows. But the sunshine itself is absolutely amazing. Straight on, big dog. Just walking down towards the green. I thought we'd go first. Find the way, big boy. You find the curb for me. Mainly is this somewhere where Vance knows he can spend. Forward, Vance. Good lad. I'm going to find left. Find the way. Good lad. Vehicle of some kind parked on the pavement there. I've got the green off to my right here. You're probably getting a bit of a wind noise on the microphone. Good lad, Vance. Do you want to find left? Find left, find the curb. Find the curb, wait there. Let's not frighten this motorist by stepping out just yet. Right, busy boy. Let's go busy. Good boy, well done, Houndy. Back left, back left. Right, Vance. Hey, 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 hey. Steady. Okay, let's go left. Find left. Vance, listen to me. Find left. Thank you. Okay, do you want to spend here? Come on then. Busy boy. You gonna do busy? You gonna do busy for me? No? Okay, hang on, hang on, hang on. Wait, find right. Find right. Oh, I'm a very eager dog. Now we've got loads of vehicles to work out. What's happening? Sounding engine on that one. Okay, forward, Vance. The wind is now behind me. Vance! Find the way straight. Straight on! Come on, Vance! Behave yourself. Thank you. And go straight on. Good boy. God, the wind is quite strong, actually, and cold. But the sunshine, which is ahead of me, forward advance, is equally strong. Reminds me of there's that tail, isn't there? Advance, find the curb. Good boy. Well, that's nice. Forward advance. Forward. Forward. Good boy. It's that tale of the wind and the sun. A man walking along the road, and the wind says to the sun, "I bet I can make that man take his coat off." And the wind blows and blows and blows and blows, and the man does his coat up more and more. And the sun then says, "Oh, well, I'll have my go." And he comes out and he casts his rays, and it gets warmer and warmer, and the man takes off his coat. I can't remember what the adage is, actually. I can't remember what the point is of that. But, it does feel as though there's a battle going on today between the sun and the wind. It's a bit less windy down here, though, which is nice. Forward advance. Good lad. Well done. I'm going to see if I can spend the hound down here before we get right onto the riverfront. Find right advance. Just can you do a busy. Can you do your busy here? Go on, the busy boy. No, you don't want to. Not there. All right, then we'll keep going then. I know he wants to do something else, but I'm going to be limited for places. Find left, Vance. Just try here. Find the wall. The wall. Yes. That's very clever, Vance. I didn't know you knew the word for wall. Busy boy. Busy, Vance. Gonna do it. Come on, busy boy. Come on, busy. No? We're going to go that way then, are we? Come on then, let's go then. Leave it. Get on. Come on. On you go. Straight on, handy. Let's go straight. We're just going to look at the river for a moment. Go straight. Good lad. Stand there. Stand. Come here. Come. Gingerly walking up towards where there's a balustrade thing. And I'm overlooking the Thames now. I'll just let you listen to the sounds. Let me paint a bit of a picture for you of what's in front of me. Immediately in front of me, the most obvious thing for me at least, is the sun, which is shining, reflecting off the water. And I can tell that the water is moving a little because the image of the sun is rippling very slightly. The wind is fairly sheltered here, but obviously it's enough to move the water, and the Thames is of course quite tidal here, and so there's likely to be a certain amount of movement in the water anyway. People shouting across the river there, by the sound of it. Looking further across the river, I'm not very good at guessing the distances. But across the river are the silhouettes of what I know to be trees. So we have a river scene here framed by trees. Framed by them, it's not really framed by them, it's set against trees rather. Sounds like there's a boat passing. Looking to the right. I couldn't tell you what was there if I didn't know it. On this side of the river, there's a path which is separated from the river by some sort of scrub. The scrub is only probably about 5 meters wide, and then there's the pavement, and in the far distance, well beyond what I can see, is a bridge which carries the London-Reading line across the river. Turn to the left, much closer, though still beyond my sight, is Richmond Bridge, the oldest surviving bridge in London. It's an arched bridge. Not sure how many arches it has. It has at least 3, possibly 5. I think it's fairly symmetrical though. There's a central arch and then smaller arches supporting it on either side. Above that, I understand that this can be seen, Richmond Hill, with the Star and Garter home, which used to be a home for veterans of the armed forces, and I think is now just used for flats, unfortunately. Richmond Hill is quite a green thing. Still lots of trees and meadow leading up there. And then between there and here are buildings lining the promenade, boat houses. Again, I can't see those. I can tell that those closer to here, I can tell that there's a building next to me here. And if we go closer to them in a moment, the entrances are like just garage doors, but they are boat houses effectively. Goodness knows how you'd actually get your boat into the river here. There is a great big metal railing in the way. And as you can hear, there is movement around. There are birds flying, geese honking across the river. There are people walking on the cobbled pavings. That's to my left. And continuing along the Thames path, which goes off to my right. And the sky is beautifully blue, and the sun is bright. Not very high in the sky, actually. Looking out, it's I can't look straight, it's too bright. There and I make up, complete the picture in my head. But it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Should we have a little walk, Vance? Come on, come. Were you half asleep there? Should we go left, Andy? Yeah, good boy. Straight. I think we've got a dog coming. Just stand there, Vance. Stand there. You going that way? Come on, Vance. Come on. Come on. I stopped thinking you might come past, and I think he stopped as well. Straight on, Vance. Yeah, what? Well, I might catch up with this. I'm walking along the continuation of the Thames path that I mentioned. This bit is just flat concrete. Off to the right is the remains of Richmond Palace. I don't think there's actually very much there. And it's in a private garden now. But we're walking towards the railway bridge I mentioned earlier. There seems to be a distinct lack of trains so far whilst I've been recording, which always makes me suspicious. Rather hoping that we might come across an empty bench. There don't seem to be people chatting all over them so far. It's a bit unfortunate, but perhaps not altogether surprising, given just how wonderful it is out here. And of course, etiquette determines that you can't share a bench with anybody. You can hear the traffic now. It's on the main road heading out towards the M3. This is a wind coming off the land here again. Stand vans. Maybe we won't stand here. We have hissing geese. Leave it, Vance. I don't want to be eaten by a goose. Okay, let's stand here instead, shall we, Vance? Just wait there. And I will take a photograph looking back towards Richmond. Go on this recording. I think the other dog has just chased the geese off the side. A bit braver than me or Vance. Stay there, Vance. Just stay there. Good boy, Vance. Well done. Just stay there. Good lad. Hopefully holding this camera up straight. Let's see if we end up with anything. Just took the picture looking back up the river in the direction of Richmond Bridge, Richmond Hill, back the way that I've just walked. And hopefully what you should be able to see in the picture is the footpath that I'm walking off to the right of it, the river. You would have seen the geese had the dog not chased them off. I presume that they were talking to a dog there. Not totally sure. Where I'm standing now, actually, the sun is so gorgeously warm. It's wonderful. I could stand here for quite a long time, actually, were it not for the wind. It takes the shine off it just a little bit. I might attempt a panoramic photograph using the iPhone here. Let's see, here we go. I wonder if I can, if my dog stays still. So you either get the normal photograph or the panorama. find that, yeah, train crosses the bridge. Advance and I will head back along the towpath and go home. Might have a little wander across the green in a moment though, on the way there. Changed my mind actually. Feeling very contrary. Or maybe I'm just enjoying the sunshine and the promenading. I thought I'd continue along for a little bit further to Richmond Bridge. Find left vance. Come on then, Andy, let's go. So I'm now next to the boathouses that I mentioned earlier. I'm basically back at the point where I started, out next to the river. Straight on, Houndy. Apologies for the wind noise, it's rushing through my ears, so I dread to think what it sounds like on the microphone. There you go. It's the sound of people eating and drinking out the front of the White Cross pub, which is a big pub, big white pub, which Ford Vance, which stands proud on the front at Richmond. Steady Vance. Oi! Oi! Steady! Good boy, Vance. Good boy, that's better. I thought he was going to say hello to a dog there, but evidently not, actually. Here we go. This. Find the way, Handy. Find the way. Okay, stand. Let's find right and just stand here, shall we? Have my look. The water is a lot lower than what I'd guessed it to be from where I was standing earlier, actually. And I can tell this because there are people on the... There's a stripway next to me here. A slipway even, next to me here. And there are people quite a way down it. And when the river, when the tide is at its highest on the spring tides, it would be pretty well right up to where I'm standing now. Got lots of birds, I presume they're feeding the birds. I have some kind of board next to me here. I don't know if this is providing some kind of information on the river here. Or maybe on the wildlife, I'm not sure. Come on then, big boy. Okay, let's go. So we're continuing to walk along the promenade now. Straight on, Vance. I'm going to have to pause to deal my shoelace, I think, actually. Stand, Vance, please. Stand there. Stand. Wait there. Just wait. This shoelace has a real knack of coming undone. it does it on purpose. You can listen to the rather annoying sound of a, presumably a ice cream van or something. Anyway, some kind of engine running along here. Okay. And we're off again. Good boy, Hans. Straight on. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Thank you. Find the way. Steady. We're going to find left, Vance. Find left, find the steps for me. We're going to climb away from the river now, up onto the road. Come on, left, Vance, please, left. There's a smell of varnish here, which is probably coming from the boatyard, which is the one which fitted out the Gloriana last summer. On you go, Vance. And as you can hear, noise is rising. Left, Vance. Left, Vance, please. Come on. And we come up to the road. Come on, Vance, left. Let's go. I think one of a future recording in the not too distant future will be me doing obedience with Vance, as he's getting a little bit sloppy at the moment and he needs sorting out. Steady, Houndy. I think he needs a toilet right this moment. Come on then, find the way. We'll find you somewhere, Houndy. You'll find the crossing for me. Don't know if he's actually going to make it. We'll see. I've got an idea of where I can take him. From the box hound. Where's the box hound? Good boy, final crossing. Forward, Vance. Boy, it's really handy when vehicles decide to park on a crossing, isn't it? Find left, Vance. Come on then. Find the way, please, Vance. Vance, please, find the way. Get on. Find the way. I know you want the toilet, and I'm trying to find you somewhere. Somewhere around here, there was a little snicket. I don't know if we're going to find it in time, though. Otherwise, we might just have to go towards home. Stand here, Vance, and let me come on then, Hound. In you come, Vance. Good boy, well done. Well, we found somewhere for Vance to go to the toilet, which was handy. And whilst that clock gave me a slight surprise, mainly because it chimed four times, if I remember rightly, and it's actually 5 o'clock, we've made it back and all is fine in the world. Evidently, they just haven't changed that clock on to pretty summertime. But what a wonderful walk that was. The blue sky, the sun glinting off the water, and people out all enjoying themselves. A few dogs for Vance to naughtily go and try and say hello to. Good boy, well done. The warmth of the sun set against the distinct chilliness of the wind. I'm going to sit for me, Vance. In your own time, big boy. Enjoy that?
Yeah.
Boy, and the other one?
Thank you.
Upstand. This one? And this one. That's very good, Vance. Thank you very much. Good boy. Go on then, off you go. Go on then, you can go get your water. Go on then, off you go. Roll now.